Hello, my loves. Welcome to Full Ass Human, the podcast. My name is Melanie Holst Collins, known as Mel the Oracle. I'm a multidimensional healing facilitator, mentor, deep music lover, tea enthusiast, and a dope human being. This podcast is space for you to prioritize being for a living. We explore the depth and vastness of humanness from my own personal experience, as well as through general life themes we all experience, like self-growth, relationships, spirituality, sexuality, emotional and mental wellness, and so much more. So if you yearn for soulful, expansive connection and conversation and desire to live deliberately, I'm your people. This is your vibe. So come through, tune in, and vibe with me. Hello, my loves. Welcome back. How are you feeling? How are you doing? Take a breath and a moment to answer that question for yourself. This episode is an affirmation interlude, which means it will be short and sweet, but it will be filled with gems and you will be fed. So take a few deep breaths in through your nose. Let your belly expand. And then open your mouth and exhale, allowing yourself a cleansing. This affirmation interlude was inspired by a recent moment of me forgetting my own advice and wisdom offering that I've given to others throughout the years, but especially this year. And what I've forgotten is the normality of changing your mind, your path, your direction. And so as I affirm you with these words, I also speak to myself. Most of us have a deep-seated fear of changing our minds and an even deeper fear of changing in front of others, to be seen as we change. In our society and culture, openly changing your mind, not choosing a lifetime specialization and hyper-focus on the same skill, talent, or gift, or going in another direction even after you've declared the direction you're currently going at one point, is often viewed as you having no direction, being wishy-washy, having no foundation or grounding, being unstable, or being unclear of your purpose. This is total bullshit and not correlated, but of course, with that conditioning, it makes so much sense why this fear exists. Feeding and falling into this false idea that life is a linear, definitive, restrictive journey has led to a fear and judgment of change. You fear that others will think you have no idea what you are doing, who you are, or what you want, or that others will leave you because you're changing again. And I understand you, but remember this. People want you to stay the same for their own sense of control and perceived safety, not because it is a natural aspect of the human experience. And luckily, you are not brought into this human experience to make sure that people stay, or to make sure that other people approve of how you evolve. You are here to evolve your soul, and the health and the relationship with your own personal and spiritual discernment and evolution will always trump the standing of your reputation amongst others. You get to choose to reinvent, restructure, rebuild, reevaluate, or rearrange your life, your perspectives, your beliefs, your values, your responses, your reality as often as feels healing to you. You are not lost. You are evolving. Rigidity and inflexibility do not equate stability and nobility. Self-redefinition and reinvention happens every morning. Shifting and regrounding in what resonates for you is much more healthy than digging your heels into ways of seeing and being that may not even be your own truth. You are more like clay than stone. Clay can always be reworked, always a work in progress. Release the shame of being mutable. Find devotion, deep honor, respect, and reverence for your being in all of its cyclical, constant death and rebirth, non-linear goodness, and embody it in as many moments as you can, because it offers you the most growth, ease, peace, and ascension, even when it feels challenging, illogical, and confusing. Flowing into and away from is the organic rhythm of life. So let it feed you, let it carry you, let it hold you, let it restore you, and affirm, I know I am not lost. I understand that I am more like clay than stone, so I allow flexibility in my spirit so that I may evolve in divine time. So be it. Let these words sink into your body. Breathe deep and take a moment. Listen to this as many times as needed. Drink water, nourish yourself, and send me a voice message and let me know how this affirmation interlude resonated with you. And until next time, remember, I see you, I feel you, I am you, I hear you. Human.
Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast, listening to me speak, and helping to grow this full ass human community. Before you tap out, remember to like, share, and subscribe, and rate us 5 stars, gratitude in advance. And if you're feeling froggy, share this. You can catch a screenshot of the podcast and share all your favorite gems on your social media platforms. Don't forget to tag me, Mel the Oracle. Check out the show notes for ways to stay connected with me and all the things. Again, thank you so much. I look forward to vibing with you again, and we'll talk on the next episode.
Hey, I know you're still processing another potent episode of the Full Ass Human podcast, but before you go, I want to invite you to come hang out with me on my show, Multi-Passionate Mastery. If you're someone who has a lot of talents and a lot of passions, and you don't subscribe to the idea that you have to choose just one thing in order to be successful, then you're going to love the conversations that we're having over there. And I'm not inviting you to listen to my show just so I can pump you up with empowerment content. You're going to leave with tangible tips and holistic approaches to common problems that multi-passionists face, like focus, prioritization, knowing how to choose what to start with first, and that type of thing. If you're not sure if the podcast is for you, you can start with the episode titled, Are You a Multi-Passionate Creative? Here's 5 Ways to Tell. That's episode 38. So click the link down in the show notes or find Multi-Passionate Mastery anywhere you listen to podcasts. Hope to see you over there soon.